This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3983 for Wednesday, the 8th of November, 2023. Today's show is entitled, ChatGPT, Output is Not Compatible with Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4 International License. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 9 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Ken is not a lawyer but is fairly sure that ChatGPT is not compatible with Creative Commons.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I'm recording this with a Jabber headset, so it'll be interesting to see what the quality is like. The reason I'm doing it is that I've had to reject a show submitted to HBR. Recording this as a janitor, actually. Normally I would record my own shows as myself, but this is recording as a janitor. I thought it best to answer the reason why I'm rejecting the show in a show, because actually we're short of shows, so please submit one. So when you upload to Hacker Public Radio, if you go to the About page, you'll be linked to the Stuff You Need to Know page. And on there, one of the things that you agree to is that you're agreeing to license your show as CC by SA. Now, what is that? I'll give you the blurb here first, and then we'll go into more detail. All our shows are now released under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License. So the abbreviation you'll see sometimes for that is CC BY-SA space 4.0, carrying on, which means that while you continue to retain the copyright for your show, you are allowing us and everybody else to use it, provided we give you attribution and we release it under the same license. And there's a link to that license, which brings you to this page, which is the Creative Commons page. And for those of you who don't know, Creative Commons is a way to, while you continue to own the copyright of your material, it allows the person downloading your material to know under what terms they're getting your work. And you can select from various different selections and more free to use to certain restrictions. So the one that has been chosen by the HBR community is CC by SA, which is a nice mix of sort of like a GPL-like license. So the exact deed says as follows. This is from the Creative Commons website. You are free to share. And that means copy and redistribute the material in any medium or format for any purpose, even commercially. Adapt to remix, transform, and build upon the material for any purpose, even commercially. The licensor cannot revoke these freedoms as long as you follow the license terms. So the license terms are as follows. Attribution, you must give appropriate credit. Provide a link to the license and indicate if changes were made. You may do so in a reasonable manner, but not in a way to suggest that the licensor endorses you or your use. The other restriction is share alike. If you mix, transform, or build upon this material, you must redistribute your contributions under the same license as the original. And there are no additional restrictions. You may not apply legal terms or technological measures that legally restrict others from doing anything the license permits. Notices. You do not have to comply with the licenses for elements of materials in the public domain or where your use is permitted by acceptable exceptions or limitations. No warranties are given. The license may not give you all of the permissions necessary for your intended use. For example, other rights such as publicity, privacy, or moral rights may be limited on how you use the material. Okay, so that's pretty much the blah, blah, blah. The bit that we're interested in is that you're free to copy, redistribute the material, and more importantly, your ability to adapt it. Which means remix, transform, and build upon the material for any purpose, even commercially. Any purpose, even commercially. Okay. So that brings us back to the question of OpenAI. And they have terms of use. And their document describes Section 3.3 content. Your content, just to know what terminology we're talking about here. So your content, you may provide input to the service, input and receive output generated and returned by the service based on the input. So input and output are collectively content. As between the parties and to the extent permissible by law, you own all input. Now, subject to your compliance with these terms, OpenAI hereby assigns you all the rights, titles, and interests in and to output. That means you can use the content for any purpose, including commercial purposes such as sales or publication, if you comply with the terms. OpenAI may use content to provide and maintain the service, comply with applicable laws, and enforce our policies. You are responsible for content, including ensuring that you do not violate any applicable laws or terms. So reading that, you think everything's hunky-dory. We can use it for any purpose, including commercial purposes such as sale or publication. But the problem is, if you comply with these terms, is in there, meaning you have to comply with all the items on the page and linked to that page. So then we go to the same page under usage requirements. Section C says restrictions. You may not, 1, use the service in any way that infringes, misappropriates, or violates any person's human rights. Okay, that violates Creative Commons, but I'm not going to go into it. 2, you may not reverse assemble, reverse compile, decompile, translate, or otherwise attempt to discover the source code or underlying components, models, algorithms, and systems of the service, except to the extent such restrictions are contrary to the applicable law. Okay, we're Hacker Public Radio, but I'm also not going to go in that one. And number 3, use the output of this service to develop models that compete with OpenAI. Also not going to go into that one. But you see here that there are restrictions on the service, and that puts it directly at odds with what is said here in the Creative Commons license, that you are built upon the materials for any purpose, even commercially. Share. You can copy, redistribute the material in any medium or format for any purpose. So the Creative Commons is saying that you can do one thing. The license that you receive from ChatGPT says there are restrictions. So therefore, in my eyes, making the call as janitor, there are incompatibilities with the licenses. Therefore, anything produced by ChatGPT is not covered, cannot be relicensed as Creative Commons. That is my take on it. Now, I always tend to be more conservative on this. This is where we as a community can decide. And we decide on the mail list. So if you want to chime in on this, feel free to do so. But as it goes now, this would fall under the same sort of rule where we're volunteers, the janitors, and we don't want to get into any legal issue with regard to that. However, you can still use the ChatGPT stuff, in my opinion. This is, of course, my opinion, taking off my janitor hat. I would imagine that if you are using ChatGPT and you do a show about it and you say, okay, this is the output that I was given, and paraphrasing is was like this. So we had the same discussion earlier on about how to cover news shows. Some guy on the internet posed that question earlier on. So I think we will follow the same sort of guidelines there. Treat it as a copyrighted third party. You may refer to it, but you may not use it directly. That's what I think at the moment. So therefore, I'm pushing this over to the HPR Council on the mailing list. If you're not on the mailing list, feel free to join it. That's what we're here for. And also, send in some shows. Why don't you? It's great. Look, your CV could be hugely improved by active podcaster in the technology sector simply by submitting a show. All right, that's it. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com. the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.